The skills gap, as it affects workers in the Milwaukee area, is about both highly skilled workers and people with lesser skills. And while some employers are looking for workers with very specialized experience, nearly all employers say they need workers with so-called soft skills, a good and reliable work ethic, the ability to learn and adapt to a job, and good communication skills. But even those skills are lacking in some workers, and so a local foundation, generally known more for its work in aging and childhood issues, has added support for workforce development in the inner city to its priorities. Jerry Roberts is a program officer with the Bader Foundation, which provided $1.1 million in grants to 23 organizations in 2012. One of those organizations is the group Community Warehouse and its program Milwaukee Working. Bob Wolf is on the board for Community Warehouse. Roberts and Wolf joined Lake Effect's Mitch Teich in the studio shortly after the grants were announced, and Wolf laid out the specific issues his organization seeks to address.
There's a lot of folks in the Central City that want to work. They're just not afforded a chance to work, basically because of past mistakes, trouble getting to work. Maybe they don't have a license. And our mission is built around love, care, and concern for those to give them a second chance.
Well, and so what can you do? I mean, talk about, you know, bare bones question. What is it that you're doing or hoping to do?
In terms of the work itself, it's really a conglomerate of several different business models that we put together in service models. It started out as a quote-unquote contract services division for light assembly. So as an example, the first project we did is we have 3,000 door slabs sitting in our warehouse. We pre-hung 400 to 500 of those doors, making them ready for sale into the impoverished neighborhoods of Milwaukee in the Central City.
Right. So, we haven't actually addressed what Community Warehouse itself is. This is about making building supplies available to people of modest means, correct?
Correct. And that started 10 years ago, but the Community Warehouse piece is really simple. It's helping impoverished neighborhoods be able to fix themselves up affordably, and homeowners and apartment owners to do that, where they have just as much pride as anyone else would. So we offer those affordable materials.
And so I interrupted. The idea was you were putting people to work essentially pre-hanging door slabs.
Yeah, that was our trial project. We wanted to set up processes, get our individuals trained. We started with four individuals, took them to a pre-hung door shop, taught them how to do it professionally. They built the shop, and we started pre-hanging doors about 2 weeks after we opened.
Well, and so how does this project get past some of those past mistakes that you were talking about and reach the people who might otherwise be employable, but for whatever reason, whether it's education or transportation or some other issue, how do you get to those people and how do you help them overcome those various things?
Well, we work with four organizations in general. The Milwaukee Police Department is a big provider of some of our folks. We work with the Jobs Transitional Agencies like Policy Studies Institute, Hope Street Ministries, Teen Challenge. We get referrals. If they come through a jobs transitional unit, they'll come and work for us for 6 months. Our promise is full-time employment. So if they do a great job through that six-month trial, we are doing everything we can to provide enough and create enough jobs to offer full-time employment.
Jerry Roberts, how is this emblematic of the approach that the Bader Foundation is seeking to take?
Well, the Helen Bader Foundation really seeks to affect quality of life issues for folks right in the city of Milwaukee. So this is a great step for to work with the Community Warehouse in order to address some of those concerns. We really wanted to take a look at what we've done over the past 14 years in economic development around the city, but put a focus on really jobs and putting people back to work given the current environment, and looking at the changing dynamic of the workforce, the unemployed folks that are out here. So being able to address it from many different ways, looking at those that are hardest to serve, but also understanding that there are folks out here who aren't so hard to serve, and how do they play into the mix too? So I'm looking at the opportunity for the Community Warehouse, and as they begin to expand and look at things like call centers and things like that, we're looking at more advanced things to really look at that dynamic, because the foundation is committed to the city, the people of the city, and a vibrant workforce means for vibrant economic development for all of us.
It is an odd equation. I mean, there are a lot of unemployed people in the city and there are a lot of jobs in the city, but those two groups don't necessarily mesh up perfectly. We've heard a lot about the need to better train workers, and that's a message that's often directed at the technical colleges or other parts of the education system. system. But do there also need to be different jobs here? Does what you are doing at the Community Warehouse and some of the other projects that you're funded, does it speak to creating different kinds of jobs?
Well, I think there's an opportunity to create different kinds of jobs, but also looking at the sectors that where there are opportunities available, whether it's manufacturing or healthcare, looking at growth sectors, looking at things that are going to be innovative. So it may be new jobs, but also looking at the jobs where there is growth and potential for growth, and looking at, again, those creative ways to do it, like the Community Warehouse, but also looking at folks we're working with, like Growing Power, one of the ones that we funded, looking at ways to not only provide jobs and training, but to also create another solution to a social issue, which is bringing fresh foods to neighborhoods in the city. So the project that we're funding there through the jobs piece is to, building hoop houses right in the city, which is going to bring food, right to the masses as well as create those jobs and training opportunities.
And one of the great matches for us with the Bader Foundation working together is training is one thing. Creating a job and getting someone trained on the job is completely different because right. You can support – they can support a family. They can get back into the life of their kids. Training can be done on the job, and that's really where our focus is. It's not just training them and then letting them go find a job. It's creating the job, training them on the job, and then learning different skills. So pre-hanging doors is one thing. We've also then started a battery recycling and disassembly line. Also a computer and computer server disassembly line. So they're learning that aspect. And now we're just starting a online books for jobs program where our folks are going to learn the technical skills of rating a book, rating a DVD, listing it, and the process that it takes to sell it. And then once it's sold online, to pick, pack, and ship it. So there's a wide variety of techniques and of job skills that they're going to learn that's going to make them valuable long-term in the private sector now that they have that chance.
And these are not necessarily jobs that require a 2-year technical degree or a 4-year higher education degree. They can – it dovetails with the skills they might already have even if they don't know they have them.
Right, and it's basic teaching. It's amazing that folks come in, they have the desire to work, they want to learn, they just have not been given the opportunity. And whether it's fear or that's our HR policy, that's a reality for us. We kind of put that secondary and put, if someone has a desire to work, we're going to try to provide a job.
Do these grants also – are they born out of a level of frustration with the existing efforts or previous efforts for workforce development in the community?
Some of them do. I think we have taken a strong hard look at what's been happening, what's working, what's not working. Part of it is looking at expanding or growing new business models, right, that are here. But also really looking at how do we look at the diverse unemployed folks that are out here. We do have some that have little or no skills or who have a desire to work who want to get out here. But we have so many more out here who do have work skills. And quite frankly, we have a number of folks. When we look at the picture of the unemployed in Milwaukee, typically we see that picture that's painted as minority and they're poor, which is true. There are a lot of folks. I have particular concern for the number of African-American males that are unemployed here. We're looking at a 60% in some areas that are unemployed. But we also have folks, whether they're a minority or not, who do have a certain level of skills, whether they – and who have these 2-year degrees and 4-year degrees and high school diplomas even that are out here. And Milwaukee has such a rich, diverse, unemployed pool of folks out here. And how do we address that? So a lot of these, we're looking at the larger system and how they were really kind of slow to adapt to the change that happened with the recession in 2007, 2008 when we started to see so many people become unemployed for various reasons. How do you respond to that? How do we make that grow? So we really wanted to be able to look at ways with our last round of grants to address that issue in a way that was not only impactful but sustainable over the long term for the residents.
Bob Wolf, how will you feel that you have been successful in this?
Well, our model is, from an accountability perspective, is we'll share our financial results on a semi-annual basis with our foundations and really get them involved in looking at that. Our model itself is set up to be self-sustaining after 5 years, so we're not always constantly asking for money. It's to build a model that eventually is self-sustaining. The results will be simple for us, is how many jobs, full-time jobs we can create. And how many more we can create given new processes, new business opportunities, and how we impact and work with the business community in the city of Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin, so that once we do have a worker that's shown a track record and that has been reliable, that they now are have the ability to get a job with a private sector company. So we're working with MMAC and other business organizations to build that bridge so that when our folks get the experience and show reliability, they're going to have a chance to go out in the private sector.
Well, Bob Wolf and Jerry Roberts, thanks so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Bob Wolf is on the board of the Milwaukee-based Community Warehouse, one of 23 organizations that received grants this year for their workforce development efforts from the Helen Bader Foundation. Jerry Roberts is a program officer with the Bader Foundation. They spoke with Mitch Teich shortly after the grants were awarded earlier this year. The skills gap is on the radar of many organizations in the region and around the country. One, considering its long-term ramifications, is the Girl Scouts. We'll find out where they fit into the puzzle when Lake Effect's Project Milwaukee Help Wanted series continues on WUWM.